Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen.
Okay, we're here with Rick Burns, who just gave a fantastic keynote at the eMarketing Techniques Conference here at Tri-State College. Rick, great job today.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody.
Hey, let me just ask you a few questions. First of all, your background. You're with a company called HubSpot. What's HubSpot?
So HubSpot is an inbound marketing system. So it's a piece of software that helps small businesses get found on the web as opposed to go out and find customers. And so what that means is we help people with SEO, with blogging, with content management, with lead tracking, and all that kind of stuff, analytics too. One of the problems that companies traditionally have is that they manage all of these things differently. So they have different software providers for each one of these things, and data doesn't talk to itself. And it's hard to connect all that data. HubSpot simplifies all that problem, all those problems, and makes it a lot easier to deal with for small, medium-sized businesses who we generally target.
You know, there's so many tools and opportunities out there that, you know, if you just took chunks of your day and said, all right, from 10 to 11, I'm going to do such and such, and 12 to 1, it's really difficult to do that. You used a phrase I thought was terrific called, you have to get into a content mindset. What do you mean by that?
Well, so one of the problems with inbound marketing and marketing using content is that it's daunting for people who have traditional marketing background. You know, producing a blog can be a lot of work. And producing videos like this one and all that kind of stuff is just daunting for people who don't have experience with it. But I think that it doesn't have to be that way, because you don't have to separate it from the rest of your world. If you're just going through your day thinking about how you can take something that you're already doing and share it with more people and turn it into content, then you get a lot more bang for your buck, and it makes it a lot easier to create all that kind of great content that helps you get better Google juice, helps you rank better in the search engines. And there are just a lot of ways you can do that, like turning email discussions into blog posts, bringing a camera like this to events and interviewing people. You just have to look for opportunities to create content.
You know, another really interesting example you gave, you know, you're from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and here we are in Cleveland today, and the Red Sox pounded the Tribe yesterday, but we're hoping for better luck in basketball.
We're just worried about LeBron. Yeah. You know, the Celtics are kind of sputtering.
Yeah. Still the champs, though, until someone takes that away this year.
But we're holding crossing our fingers.
You gave an example of, you know, what does a sports bar have to do with the whole e-marketing world?
So the reason I brought up the sports bar was because sports bars know a lot about the value of content in marketing. Because if you're trying to attract a Red Sox audience in Cleveland, there's a lot of ways you can try to do that, like radio, print ads, direct mail. And you can try real hard, spend a lot of money in those channels, and you're not going to get very many Red Sox fans here in Cleveland. But if you put out some content, like the Red Sox games maybe, and serve some beer with the Red Sox game in a bar in downtown Cleveland, you're going to find a lot of Red Sox fans. So that's the kind of mindset that businesses should take on and embrace. Because if you put content out there that's interesting to your customers and is useful to your customers and helps your customers solve problems, your customers are going to be coming to your site like bees on honey. It's just a much more effective way of finding your customers.
You know, a lot of people have the websites and they're using some of the social media, but they don't really know how to track or to quantify some of their hits and their visitors and their, just if it's worth their resources. HubSpot's got some tools that you mentioned, including this website grader, which I just tried during the keynote. Tell us about some of the options we have there.
Okay, so Website Grader is a free tool at website.grader.com. And basically, it's a way of assessing how well you're doing with your search engine optimization. So what we do is we take your website, you input it on the site, and then we check a whole bunch of different sites all over the web, and pull back this data, and tell you how you're doing, tell you how well your site is prepared to be indexed by Google, and then give you a grade on a score of 1 to 100. And so if you look at this over time, it's a great way to just see how you're doing. Because, you know, if you're new to this area, or even if you have a lot of experience with it, it's hard to know how well you're doing. And that's one way of bringing people, of just assessing your progress with search engine optimization.
Well, I hate to admit to the audience who's watching this and all, but when I put in one of my early sites, it got an 85 out of 100, so got some work to do there.
Well, that's actually pretty good. I mean, it's 85th percentile of all the sites we graded, and it's now well over half a million, so that's a pretty good grade.
Okay. I
think that's the 85th percentile is pretty good. I mean, the nice thing is there's still work to be done so that you can knock it up to a 90, 95, and you'd be cooking, I think.
And I like that it pointed out, you know, where that work could be done, and there's some very simple things I'm going to do this weekend to boost that score.
Yes, absolutely. That's the kind of feedback I think really helps people improve their business.
You know, with small businesses especially, resources are so sparse, especially, you know, not just financial, but time. And there's so many options out there. There's SEO techniques, and there's social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of that. What do you think for someone just starting out who hasn't been, maybe they have a website, they haven't stuck their toe into social media yet, what do you think one or two things really give them a good bang for the buck to get started?
So I'd do two things. The first is make sure you have a website, because websites like your home page. If you have a business without a website, then nobody can find you on the web. You need a website, your own website, your own domain. So make sure you have that. And then the second thing is to blog, because you have to create content on the website. If your website is just your address and your phone number, nobody's going to find it. Blog is how you begin to interact with the community around you, and it's how you make sure that people can find you on the web. And that's the second thing I'd do. Of course, I don't think you can just do two things. I think that, you know, you have to begin to do other things as well. I'd go search Twitter. Don't even set up a Twitter account, but go to search.twitter.com and type in your company or your industry name or keywords you'd like to rank for, and see what other people are talking about. And you know, there are a lot of different places you can go, but those are some places to start.
Okay, listeners and viewers, we've been speaking with Rick Burns, who just gave a terrific keynote here at the e-marketing techniques presentation. How can people learn more about you and HubSpot and get some more of this information?
Well, two places. You can go to HubSpot.com, and we have a lot of information. One of the things that we focus on is providing how-to content that really helps people navigate this whole world. And there are a lot of different resources, from webinars to blog articles to slideshows and presentations that we've done in the past. So go check out HubSpot.com and some of the resources and blogs we have there. And if you'd like to interact with me or send questions, follow me on Twitter. That's a great way to get in touch with me. I'm Rick Burns, and Burns is B-U-R-N-E-S at on Twitter. So I love keeping in touch with people on Twitter. I think it's a great way to build relationships, so definitely get in touch with me there.
Well, I just did. I signed up to follow you on Twitter. I'm looking forward to more of the good content that you gave this morning. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.